Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Won't lie, when I saw all the stories, all the content on social media over the weekend from Electric Picnic, I had a little bit of FOMO. But like all festivals, they do come to an end. So if you're listening right now this morning, driving up the N7 away from Stradbally, County Leash, after the best weekend ever, well, listen, I've got some tips to make your Monday a little bit better, because the crew at Spun Out have compiled what they feel are the top things you can do for yourself this morning. The first one, and I would swear by it when it comes to a festival, when it comes to a holiday, put on a wash. That bag that you have that is absolutely honking with mud and rain and just all the smells, right? Empty it. Your future self is going to thank you. No matter how tired you are, put on a wash this morning, okay? Also, take a nice long shower or a long bath as well. After a weekend of camping, it is kind of hard to beat this, right? It blows away all the cobwebs from your head and it's just going to make you feel real fresh. The next three are kind of the obvious three. Get some sleep. You probably haven't had enough of it over the weekend. Busy weekend, you know, dancing, having loads of fun as well. But treat yourself to a little nap today if you get the chance to. Also, drinking lots of water. Your body's probably very dehydrated at the moment. So water is your friend today. Also, eat really well, okay? I know all the food trucks down at EP are really, really good. Pizza, curry chips, burgers, what you have. But a few fruit and vegetables now today won't come amiss. Also, the thing that is probably the last thing on your mind at the moment is exercise, right? You don't need me to tell you about all the endorphins and what you're already told by all of the people, all of the health experts. But a little bit of gentle exercise, like a little walk or something like that, is probably going to go a very long way and help you to sweat out all of the badness from over the weekend too. The last thing, right? Be gentle. Go easy on yourself, okay? Do something nice for yourself over the next few days. It can be very easy on a Monday to feel really bad about yourself, right? Because you've had a heavy weekend of dancing, drinking, whatever it may be. But just go easy, right? You've had a good time. Relish in the memories. Scroll through the camera roll, okay? And just dwell on what an amazing weekend that you had. Also, though, if you do have the blues, well, don't worry, because tickets for Electric Picnic 2026 are going on sale this Wednesday. So soon. I love the fact that we never know who is going to be playing at it. But they're going to sell out, regardless of the fact. If you've got any post-festival recovery tips, get them in on 0877-98-98-98.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
I told you that I was at Coldplay at Wembley in London over the weekend. It was incredible. Now, I also mentioned the fact that I queued for tickets on Ticketmaster for Coldplay at Wembley for 3.5 hours, which I thought was a long time. And then you got in touch on 0877-98-98-98. An anonymous texter has texted in to say, a friend of mine waited 6 hours for Beyonce tickets. And that is absolute madness. But Holly is on the line. Holly, I know you're still traumatised from your experience. Please tell us what happened.
Hi. Yeah, so 100%. I am. So, like probably most people, tried to get Oasis tickets last year.
Mm-hmm.
I queued for 8.5 hours. But this is for both Croke Park and Murrayfield in Edinburgh.
Okay.
For myself, my friend and his brother. And I wasn't successful. So I never got tickets. So that was obviously heartbreaking as it was.
Of course.
So then, a few days later, my friend texts me and says, oh, my brother's just got his tickets for Wembley. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. And he's like, no, just for me and him.
No, why would he even tell you that if one of the tickets is not for you?
They only got 2 tickets, exactly. So after me queuing for 8.5 hours, well, they just sat there and let me do it. They never even attempted to get them. Wasted half a day of my life that I'll never get back. Yeah, a few days later, they got tickets and were just like, oh yeah, we're going and you're not.
Oh my god, the cruelty of that. Holly, I need to ask you the question. Are you still friends with these people?
Reluctantly, yes.
Oh, I would question that now. Question it big time.
Well, I mean, I don't wish bad on anybody, but I kind of hope they break their legs or something. Like, the next year that they can't go.
Well, Holly, I guess all that we can do is just wish you the absolute best with whatever tickets you try to get in the future, and maybe don't try and get tickets with those people.
Oh, definitely not. That's a lesson learned,
probably. Oh, my goodness. 8.5 hours. Come here, you are some woman for one woman. Holly, thank you so much for getting in touch with us here at 98FM this morning.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.